Blog Talk Radio.
Can you believe it? It seems that I found my way onto this podcast after all. Really funny. I just had my show hijacked, and he tried to make a fool out of me, and I told him I wouldn't come. I don't know how to hijack, and damn, somehow I fucking got here anyway. Look at that. So, Vega, wherever you are, just wanted to let you know this is Shots Fired right back at you. Don't come on my show anymore, start no more shit. Just a friendly reminder from your fucking friendly neighborhood ace. So, I guess this is my show now, just like he thought that was his. And apparently there's someone else on the line because I hear someone.
Well, I guess this is a crossover, huh? Our paths and meet.
Hijack for a hijack. Oh, yes.
So I take it your name is Ace.
Oh, yeah, I'm Ace.
Okay.
It's me.
Well, I'm an innocent bystander.
You're an innocent bystander, okay. So you have nothing to do with this at all?
No, not at all. I just called in because I was asked to be a guest. But I take it Vega is nowhere around, huh?
I'm sure he's fucking around somewhere being an asshole. I'm sure he'll pop on eventually.
Oh, so nice to finally meet you, Ace. Heard a lot about you. You've been making some storms and waves, huh?
I've been making enough, I guess. It's a pleasure to meet you as well. And I'm just waiting for your boy Vega, because me and him have so much unfinished business. It's not even fucking funny. But it was just shots were just fire, man. Me and him are going back and forth, and we are both controversial. We are both, you know, very knowledgeable about wrestling, and we feel. I knew it.
Hold on. It can't be.
Just a minute. What the F? Seriously, dude? What the fuck are you doing on my show? My guest? Did you look at my script?
Actually, I didn't. I felt like your script would be a waste of time to look at. I just so happened to come just because. You go ahead.
Are you serious? Like just right
go,
now?
Go ahead and vent and let it all out.
Nate, did you tell him where my shirt was? Did you tell him that? Seriously, who is? I don't even know what to say right now. Because some idiot decides to hijack my show.
I mean, you mean just like you did mine?
Oh, that was glorious. I am notorious, baby. Vega is vicious. Yeah.
Well, you're all that, and now you got your shit hacked right back. So, I guess we're even now.
What did I just call into?
Okay.
So you just came into a fucking crossfire.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
I didn't suit up for this.
Oh, you didn't.
I didn't prepare for this.
Our Navy, let me explain what happened. You see, 2 months ago, I decided that I was going to hijack this fucking shit. And then I tell him at the end that this is war. He started something that he can't finish. So he decides to find out where I host my shows, and then he decides to hijack.
Yep.
It sounds like Ace is more than a wrestling critic, but more of a hacker, huh?
Well, I learned it from the best, your boy Vega.
Oh, so there is some acknowledgement that Vega is the best.
Oh,
yeah,
he is.
He's the best. He is the best at hacking people's shit and having to do that for more popularity, and I understand that. So I figured I'd take it upon myself, since he's so damn good at hijacking people's shit, to do the same thing to him in reverse role. Yes.
So
why not?
There's a hijack for a hijack. What happens next? Who's going down? Is it Ace or is it Vega?
That's a good question.
All right, folks, this is the War Room, ladies and gentlemen. If you're just tuning in, this is the War Room podcast with Ace and our Nate. So, I gave you credit, Ace, because you allowed me on your show without hanging up on me. So, we're going to have some fun. You ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
We are going to have some fun.
I want to see bloodshed, as long as it's not mine.
I got something that you two need to understand. There's been a new craze of a new disease that has swept the WWE and the WWE Universe. Do you know what that is?
It better not be that stupid shit.
Well, I'm glad to tell you that it's not ringcositis. It's called shitty belt syndrome.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, so apparently kids now color for WWE and they put the belts together by the kids' orders. Oh, this is a tag team belt. I know what to do for SmackDown. Let's paint the schnapp blue and put silver plates on it. What the heck? Oh, and then the woman said all we got to do is plant the plates to blue. SmackDown.
Sounds like
they hired
Target to design their championship belts. It's childish. It's kiddie.
Yeah.
It's not creative or unique at all.
Yeah, and I heard that it's the same cruiserweight belt's going to be all purple.
Oh, yeah, purple, but I guess they hired Barney to do the cruiserweight title. Guess Barney the Dinosaur is fucking the color and that purple shit in. That's real nice.
I love you. I like cruiserweights.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. It matches the color of his ass. So, there you go.
Well, yeah, I mean, we got Barney the Purple Dinosaur, but why are we talking about Barney? Seriously? We're talking about Barney?
Well, the WWE talks about Pee Wee Herman and the fucking Muppets and changed their color, the fucking championships, all different colors of the damn rainbow, like it's a kid's show. So, yeah, why not talk about Barney?
PG era. Why not?
Right.
Barney.
Exactly.
Relevant.
The PG era. The PG era that brought back the F-fucking headbanger.
I enjoy seeing the return of headbangers.
I noticed they have different theme music.
I mean, how do you bring back the headbangers when it just sounds sexual? I mean, they were wearing effing bras at one point.
All right, let me ask this. How close are we to going back to the Attitude Era?
Not close at all.
Yeah, we're gonna stay in the PG era. That's what's gonna happen.
Yeah, this era, and I don't know how long this era is gonna last.
Apparently,
but I feel like this PG era is gonna last probably for fucking ever.
Well, yeah.
Why do you say so?
I heard that. They might as well just sell it to Disney. See what they can do with it.
Might as well sell it to Disney. Oh, God.
Well, what do you expect? Sell it to Disney.
So has the Cruiserweights title been leaked online yet?
Yes, it has. It's purple. It's the same thing as the heavyweight title.
No.
Yes, it leaked online that it's a purple belt. Silver plate, and it has a W in the middle and CWC on the plate.
Can you get more lazy?
We got the Universal title looking like the Legends title from TNA or the little toy belt nobody cares about.
I was waiting for that.
That just doesn't look good on Kevin Owens. It's Universal. I should be able to wipe my ass with it.
What the fuck does that even mean, Universal? Are they wrestling aliens?
It means
so
probably
Universal,
my
does that mean, so does Universal mean we could set it on fire and use it for timber?
Maybe so. So, like,
I mean, does
it mean that
we can wipe our ass with it?
Oh, yeah. I'd wipe my ass with it. Oh, yeah. And flush it right down the toilet.
I could shove it up somebody's nail cavity.
Hell, I'd wipe Vince McMahon's ass with it and then smudge it in his fucking face.
And then we got the It's My Belt Club. Jeez, guys. Seriously.
But the fact that they made it red.
Yeah, I know. It's red. I mean, what people say that it's like the red laundry basket.
Why did they not take a different creative direction with the championship? That's my question. That's one thing I never understood. Like, if this is the new era, everything should be new and different, not the same, identical,
right,
just with different color straps. It's confusing. It's irritating. It's lazy. It shows that WWE doesn't really care too much about the uniqueness of each of their divisions, but rather a consistency between, okay, you have your brand here, you have this brand here, but everything is still the same. So is it the new era, or are we in the same duplicate era? Let's just say that, duplicate, because SmackDown is starting to look like Raw.
Yeah, I agree. So, disrespecting your own company makes no sense.
I mean, the sets look phenomenal. Their new Titantrons, oh, they look great.
Oh,
I love those.
Lovely.
Yeah, SmackDown's better than Raw right now.
Absolutely. I would, if I could rate them, I would rate Raw at a 7, and I would rate SmackDown at a 9.
Oh, okay. Wait. For this week, you would give SmackDown a 9 out of 10?
I would give SmackDown a 9 out of 10.
Okay. And minus
the headbangers.
Now I know that Monday Night Raw is a crossover of General Hospital and Squash Patch City, bitch.
Okay, controversy. Right, sitting in there, let's talk about it. $500 fine, Brock Lesnar. Stupid, irrelevant, doesn't make sense, or should they have fined him more than that?
I just think it's $500. I mean, he's probably shitting out $500. I mean, he gets paid like $5 million a year to wrestle in
but
WWE.
Still, guys, did you see Paul Heyman flipping those dollar bills, though?
Right.
He was flipping those dollar bills at Stephanie like she was a stripper. Didn't you catch that?
Jesus Christ, I didn't know
but
we were going
to she was shaking ass
time.
For that money. She's shaking ass for those bills, baby.
I mean, you might as well play Teddy Long's music while he does that.
Oh, God. Well, I would give it to Paul Heyman, though. You could tell halfway through the segment he overstepped his line. Stephanie McMahon put him back in place. But his mic skills are A1. I don't think anybody else has any better mic skills than Paul Heyman. I would say Enzo Amore does. His is up there, right along with John Cena's. Yes, believe it or not, John Cena's is up there, and Kevin Owens. But Paul Heyman has the best mic skills in the business.
You're forgetting somebody.
You forgot someone.
Who? You forgot AJ Styles. That guy can talk.
I kind of ignored that on purpose. I don't like this whole, he could talk. I give it to him. Favorite athlete out of the whole WWE, always has been. up there with Jeff Hardy. But right now, this whole the face that runs the place, I think he kind of got to work on his mic skills, draw us in just a little bit more, you know. But the heel's character, he's trying to work it. He's trying to pull it. But right now, I'm kind of ignoring his mic skill.
What about Chris Jericho? You just fucking forgot all about Jericho.
I didn't forget about him. He was a figment of thought that passed through my brain.
I mean, I would put Shinsuke up there, but he can't speak proper English. Whoops.
Yeah, I don't think so. The funny thing about him is he doesn't even need to talk. If you guys notice, he doesn't really need to.
No.
All he has
to
say is come on and that's it.
Yeah. I mean, when he gets to the main roster, I know Vince was going to be like, you better fucking say these damn promos. I want that Japanese shit on my show. So he's probably going to have to talk.
I mean, yeah. But here's the thing. Do you think that feud can go longer than what it did?
Can you what?
Much more than...
Do you think that Shinsuke and Joe is going to go longer?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. It's going to go as long as both of them, until both of them come to the main roster.
Now, my question is, when both of them go to the main roster, who would be the NXT champion? Bobby Roode?
No, too early. They would probably put in on Austin Aries.
Yeah, I could see it being on Austin Aries before Roode. It makes sense for Aries.
I mean, now NXT is now the TNA reject game.
Yeah, it is. Basically.
I mean, now you got Eric Young coming back. You got James Storm coming back. You have Austin Aries, Bobby Roode, Samoa Joe. I'm like, you got five of the best NXT talents that they just wasted. I'm like, NXT rejects.
I wonder how TNA feels about that. Like, watching their own characters succeed in NXT. I wonder how that makes TNA feel. Gosh, that must hurt.
Obsolete.
I mean,
obsolete.
I know what Dixie Carter's
obsolete.
Doing.
Obsolete.
Blowing. Well, go
obsolete.
Ahead.
Start.
Obsolete.
Don't.
Obsolete.
Do not. We are not obsolete. We are not.
Delete.
My
delete.
God. We're not.
Delete.
Jeez, dude. Delete. Okay, well then why don't we talk about this final deletion next week?
Okay.
We got final deletion next week with the Decay and the Hardy. What do y'all think about that?
Oh,
it better be good. That's all I gotta say. It better be as good as the first time.
One thing that TNA has over WWE is history and delete and obsolescence. But they know how to keep their storylines relevant and straight to the point. When Abyss took on Jeff Hardy on TNA Impact this past week, and Abyss came out and said, how about you and I, Jeff, do it one more time, when it's supposed to be Brother Nero, but he said Jeff one more time, that brought back memories from 10 years ago when Jeff Hardy came into TNA. They kept that storyline going. They kept that feud and rivalry going. That's one thing TNA always has over WWE. They know how to tell the story, and they know how to tell it well, and they know how to make you feel as if you're a part of the story. This whole Matt Hardy thing, it was weird to begin with. I'm going to say I actually enjoy it. I enjoy the fact that Jeff Hardy has evolved into Brother Nero, and he has made not only the Hardy brand, but his character and his profit and his stocks go up because he was able to switch and transition his character. WWE has a hard time doing that. Boom.
Well,
period.
I'm going to just say this. I agree with you. But the thing about WWE is, actually, when they want to, they can do it. It's just they just choose not to because they just don't care. Notice, when they really want to put on a good show, when they really want the storylines to be intriguing, they usually are when they want to, and they just don't want to often because they feel like they don't have to because they know they're going to make money and we're going to watch either way it goes. So they always just give us bullshit. Now, TNA, they actually do have something to lose. Sports, which is their whole fucking company. So they better be putting on some fucking consistent good shit. So their ass is out the damn door. WWE is not, you know, in that crisis. So this McMahon can sit back, stroke his dick, and drink coffee and not really have to worry too much about it, you know, as much.
Seriously. Dude, did you just say that Vince McMahon can do something with his dick and drink coffee? My God, that's like calling that one dude with long blonde hair there's some guy with, yeah, that's like calling Ty Dillinger when he actually his hair is straight,
yeah.
Winky Von Erich,
really? We went back to the 80s?
Yeah,
his
I'm like,
hair
I
is straight.
Call that guy Twinkie Von Erich.
Oh my God.
Wait, Ty Dillinger's hair is straight?
Yeah.
No, like he always keeps it in a ponytail. If you actually, if he wasn't
in
a ponytail and actually had long hair, his name would be Twinkie Von Erich.
Wow.
These references, man.
I mean, now here's the thing. Now let's talk about controversy here. The Stone Cold Podcast. You can say what you want,
oh,
but WWE is going to be in the end.
Oh, gosh. All right, I'm actually stepping out of this line of fire because I have no idea about the Stone Cold Podcast, so I'm not going to have no guess.
Well,
you've never seen it, or?
Which podcast? The more recent one?
Wait, which one are we
talking
about?
The one with
Dean Ambrose?
Where he got in trouble.
Oh, God.
Okay,
that disappointed
that
me.
What happened? Was he drunk, intoxicated? What was going on?
He was snorting up the Jiffy Pop, or doing something with Renee Young.
Well, we know he was getting blown off by Renee before the interview, since that's his bitch.
Or during the interview, because he took a long pause and had no idea what was being said.
The bitch could have been under the table. You never know.
Exactly. I mean, I'm pretty sure if you go back and watch the tape, you can kind of see his head bobbing just a little bit.
You can see some blonde hair flowing all over the place under there.
I mean,
what if it was Deborah?
You know, I think AJ Styles was the best podcast by far. But Dean Ambrose, I mean, that guy was unhinged.
No, he was
wrong. Yeah, that guy was unhinged.
I'm just like, I was so ecstatic when he won the belt and shit, and now I'm just like, Dean, what the fuck? Like, you're boring. You haven't been doing shit. You haven't been acting crazy. You choke up on Stone Cold's podcast. You're the WWE fucking champion. Your character should be shining right now. You should be, like, all guns fucking blazing right now. And you're just cooling off and, like, just acting like you don't care. Your monotone voice, kind of dim your eyeballs a little bit. He just seems like he just doesn't give a flying shit about fucking anything. And I don't know why. He's the fucking champion. I have no clue. Maybe he's done too many drugs with Roman Reigns that we haven't found out about. I don't know. It's fucking awful.
They weren't good drugs. They weren't bad drugs. They
weren't
good drugs.
I was just about to
say that. Because Roman has ADHD and learning disabilities. I know. That's why he can't cut promos. But
well,
I get it.
Well, learning disabilities, no wonder he smashed cake in Lana's face.
Well,
I don't know what the fuck to do to her, but I'm just going to smash cake in her face.
I'm going to disagree. I am going to completely disagree with the whole Roman Reigns statement that he can't cut promos. Where Roman Reigns is on, I'm intrigued. I want to watch because he has all the pieces. He has everything that there is to make a WWE superstar. I mean, he is three times. Which one
See,
is it?
You can't even get it right because they give him the belt and take it off fucking fast so abruptly. It's awful.
Okay, so it's not my fault.
Well,
but he's a multi-time.
He's a
three-time champion. Three-time
champion. Yes.
I give it to
well,
him.
Here's
he's
the thing with Roman Reigns. Hold on. Here's my thing with Roman Reigns. Here's my thing. Sometimes his promos are good when they actually write good shit rather than, I thought Irishmen had potatoes. Looks like you're growing some tater tots. What the F? I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, who the fuck writes this shit? I mean, do they just write it on 2-ply perforated and have bathroom meetings? I'm pretty sure rinkositis was made by somebody wiping their ass with toilet paper.
Bro, Roman Reigns talking about Irishmen and potatoes. That's the equivalent of Bill Goldberg saying Irishmen and potatoes. That's what that's the equivalent of.
Well, no.
The only
that's
person that could actually relevant that line would be The Rock.
Yeah, The Rock, of course. He can do anything.
Like make $64.5 million within a year and become the highest paid actor. Wow. That's okay, cool. And there's talks about him and Vin Diesel at WrestleMania. So, going back to Dean Ambrose.
Wait, gentlemen.
Let's not jump over that real quick. Dean Ambrose. Yeah, they gotta step his character up because his character does not make sense anymore. Like, I get the whole unstable, you're unhinged, you do whatever the heck you
want.
Why
have there
not
been a locker room pull apart yet between AJ and Dean?
Because I don't know why they haven't continued with the Dolph Ziggler and Dean Ambrose. They were making Dolph Ziggler relevant. They just pulled them back down the middle card to feud with The Miz. Really? Who needs to feud with The Miz? Nobody but Apollo Creed, Cruz.
Why does everyone screw that up? He's not the boxer from Rocky Balboa.
I did it on purpose. I know his name is Cruz. Come on now. But it's WWE's booking that aren't booking any of their wrestlers right now. Dolph Ziggler should still be in the main event spot right now, fighting to keep his main event spot, even though he lost against AJ Styles. AJ Styles tops him, goes on, and tops of Dean Ambrose. But Dean Ambrose's characters, there's too many flip-flops. They don't know what they want to do with them. Dean Ambrose comes in the ring and stating misfacts about his opponent and saying how he's never reached the top and this and that and yada, yada, yada. None of it makes sense. And it always shows up on wrestling culture. I mean, come on now. Like, if you have to make those statements and cannot get it straight and cannot get it right, you need to go back to the drawing board and figure out what is wrong with this picture and character. What's wrong with it?
All right.
The writers.
Okay, here's the thing. Gentlemen, we got about 90 seconds. Do y'all want to continue this talk on another channel? Because we got 90 seconds, and this is getting boiled.
Let's do it. Let's continue on another channel. How are you, Ace? you down to keep going? Because I feel like seeing somebody die tonight.
No, we can keep going. I'm not doing shit.
Oh, you want to keep going. So, are you going to go try to put on that channel and hijack the shit?
Who, me hijacking another one of your channels?
Yeah, are you going to hijack another show? Because I'm feeling that the war is just starting to heat up, baby.
It depends.
It depends. You called out the King of Viciousness on your show last week. You called him out, and I'm bringing it to you. You know, this is war. I'm not done. So far, I'm winning the war, and you ain't proving shit.
Whoa.
That's so.
I heard your mama.
You've proven so much. I understand.
Yeah, I'm like, you might as well just start taste testing bootios and sit in your lawn chair drinking your beer. Because
wait,
I'm
what,
not hearing
what exactly,
anything. All right.
What have you proven? What have you haven't done anything?
Oh, I've proven that I'm the best podcast host. I am the best. All right, I will see you on another channel, and we're going to settle this once and for all. What do you say, R. Navy?
I'm down, and it's Navi. Get it right. Let's do it.